Radio's Prattcast with Stephanie Pratt and Wells Adams.
Kinda Prattcast. It's a half Prattcast because half of the Prattcast isn't here, namely the person whose name is Pratt. I'm here, so here's the deal. We're going to do a half Prattcast, so like 30 minutes of the Prattcast to kind of give you some juicy stuff. Kind of get you through to next week.
Maybe a little Hills news.
Some Hills news.
Like Whitney Port was spotted at Katherine Schwarzenegger's bridal shower. That was kind of an epic bridal shower.
I wasn't invited to that.
Would you like to have Oprah at your bridal shower? Because I would.
No, because then I feel like everyone would be focusing on Oprah and not on my baby bump.
It's not.
Is that not what? What is a bridal shower? not on my superhero husband. That I'm going to be marrying.
Right, he made an appearance.
Did he?
I mean,
you're not supposed to do that, I feel like.
I think the trend is they pop in at the end. Is that right? We have a married gal in the room. Danielle, our other producer, Danielle.
That is, towards the last like 20, 30 minutes they show up.
The husband.
Do like a game with you or something. So, that's about it.
Well, hold on. Here's the thing. Oprah showing up at a bridal shower. Like, it's got to suck for Oprah because she's known for giving awesome gifts, right?
Yeah, like, she bring a car?
Yeah.
You get a car.
Like, everyone, everyone underneath, like, their folding chair be like, is there, like, a note that says, like, I got a new TV? No?
She's all, it's like, that is an epic, like, Whitney Port, I cannot wait till we interview her because that was an epic bridal shower. Katherine Schwarzenegger, yeah. Chris Pratt, Oprah, Maria Shriver, Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Wow.
Like, what?
And we weren't
Do you think
invited.
Oprah brought her truffle oil? Like her truffle? She knows she's obsessed with truffles.
Yeah. Well, when you have that much money, you just put truffles on
everything.
Twix bars. Because why not?
I hate truffle.
Do you hate truffle oil?
So much. The smell of truffle.
Yeah.
Wait. Oh, I know.
Yeah.
I wanted to give out in this half Prattcast.
Yeah.
The email address, because
oh, yeah.
We need everybody to start emailing us.
Well, dude, and I get a bunch of messages, like, I have, like, my contact Wells at Gmail thing just for, like, normal business inquiries, and then I have my DMs for Instagram and stuff and for all the other shows that I'm doing, and I see a lot of people messaging me straight to those things, and that's a place that never gets checked by me because I'm lazy. So you need to go to the actual email address, which is
prattcast@iheartradio.com. And yeah. If you're listening, email us anything you want to know, because this is just like, we're just doing this episode right now to give you a little something to listen to until next week when we bring the big guns back, which is crazy Stephanie. Lovely Stephanie.
Yeah.
What do you guys want to know? Because she will dish on what you need to know.
Yeah, exactly. And we can get to the bottom of things, especially.
If you hate Stephanie, email us. If yeah. you hate Wells, email us. Like, you know, they're all going to write, I hate Amy. I know.
Just well, you're so way. Sensitive about
I cry, but then I get through it. I get through it.
Well, I've got one right here,
which
is kind of cool.
Yes.
So this is from Kathy. So this one, like, went to my contact one, which is like...
Wells, you don't need to belabor it. We get it. Went
like,
to the wrong email.
Don't send it to this.
Prattcast at iHeartRadio.
This is for people to ask me to take their money.
Toothbrush.
So it says, hey, well, since Steph doesn't read comments on social media, please tell her she has a lot of support. This is the best thing she could have done for herself and for her family. As a mother of adult children, I'm heartbroken for Steph that she's had to endure 10 years of this BS. Her parents need to financially cut off Spencer and Heidi, as well as call them out for their rude behavior. It will get a lot worse before it gets better, but eventually it will get better.
Wow.
Big hugs to Steph.
Oh, and I think that person's very wise. I do think it's going to get worse before it gets better, but yep. I do believe it will get better.
I know.
Got any more?
No, that's the quickest one I could find.
Prattcast@iheartradio.com.
Please.
Now, okay, I'm just going to run through some Hills drama.
Do it.
Really fast, and then we'll get into, like, you know, Stephanie. What's the deal with Brody? Does anybody know? Like, I hear Brody's on the show.
Well, that was originally, like, he was a big headline for being on the show, right?
And then I'm hearing from Perez Hilton that maybe that there is some drama. Like, I don't know. So now I'm, like, very curious for all this to start because I want Brody.
Well, here's the thing. I know that he was a part of the show originally. So, like, if it's true that he's not going to be a part of the show, that means that he is asking to be cut out of it now.
Okay, so.
Which would be crazy, right?
Yeah, like, he's, like, Brody.
Yeah, he's Brody Jenner.
Need it. The other thing is that Audrina's daughter will be on the show.
Oh, really?
Audrina's the sweetest thing on the planet, too. She literally is the
coolest. We got to get
her. You met her, right?
I met her at Alter Ego. She's the cutest, nicest person. It was funny because she was dating someone who was friends with Sarah.
That dude was hot, by the way. But, I met that guy.
Yeah, but they have, I think they have,
they did. They broke up.
I think they've broken up. I think I saw that on the interwebs. Please check that before.
You're right.
I am right.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, yeah. I got you. I go to on the website.
All right. So we need to get her on the show at some point. I want to hear her take on all this.
Yeah, and we sort of touched on this last episode that Spencer and Heidi lightly acknowledged what was going on.
Yeah.
And definitely Heidi expressed hurt. It was a little confusing if other people read it or listened to their podcast because they didn't really call anyone out by name. They just sort of talked about some of the drama and being hurt by, like, maybe a family member.
Yeah, I mean, you can obviously tell that they're talking about Steph, and then we think they're also talking about Whitney because you can tell there's some drama. Like, Spencer actually says, like, she's not coming on our show. So it's kind of obvious if you kind of can read between the lines, but they are being really tight-lipped about everything, which is interesting because from what I understand about Spencer, that's not his MO. His MO is to come out like guns a-blazing.
Right. I think it's coming. I think we just have to wait until...
Yeah, he's biding time,
The time is right.
Yeah.
And then Whitney did an interview with E! Where she just acknowledged basically almost sort of like there's some deep issues there and there's two sides to every story and... I'm on both sides and I'm on no side.
Yeah.
Which is a smart answer.
I know, but that's being Switzerland in this is still pissing off Spencer. You know, he wants everyone to be on his side.
Right. Do you feel like we're Switzerland? I'm trying to be Switzerland, but I feel supportive of Stephanie.
Yeah, I don't want her to think that I'm not like in her corner, but I only know half the story, really.
Right, that's another thing for people to email us, prattcast@iheartradio.com.
Mm-hmm.
If you were Wells, what is Wells supposed to do?
Yeah.
So it's like, what do you want to ask Stephanie? What do we need to know to figure this out? And if you're Wells, what is Wells supposed to do here?
Yeah, what the hell am I supposed to do?
And are you going to watch The Hills? I also want to know, are people like going to watch the show?
Dude, of course they're going to watch it.
I mean, I will have my popcorn. And
I know.
So ready. I'm so ready.
What night is it supposed to air?
Mondays.
Oh, man.
It's going to be epic. So what happens is on the 19th of June is the MTV. They used to be called the Movie Awards, but I think they're called the TV and Movie Awards now. And then the following Monday, The Hills New Beginnings, June 24th. And I have like a clock counting it down.
Oh, my God.
Do you think Sarah's going to watch? Yes.
Yes, for sure. Because remember, we've gotten this whole thing about like Sarah said that she was a fan and then we found out that she was really a big fan of Laguna Beach. And so then it was like this like fake feud between, which was so stupid, between Steph and Sarah. But then Sarah went and watched from tip to tail the entire Hills.
No.
Yeah. So now she's like invested in the whole thing. So I know that she's excited. I'm excited.
Wait, she watched every episode?
Every single one.
Oh, my God.
So she knows more about it, really, than
Can we call her in the next few weeks to get brought up to speed?
Yeah, yeah.
That's so epic. We're like, she's like, I just watched that one yesterday.
Yeah. When we talked about the one with when we had Kelly on the show,
yes.
And it was, like, so dramatic and just kind of
awesome.
Awkward.
I called it awesome.
Is the word that I would use. She was like, oh, yeah. And then she started, like, telling me about that episode, and I was like, all right, nerd, you know everything about this. So she's caught up. So
wait, speaking of, can we call Derek really fast too? Let's just start with Derek and see how he's like, have they been texting? Have they been talking?
Yeah, let's call. Do you want me to?
You call Derek, Tori?
All right, we gotta try to get Derek.
I just texted him. He's going to be off his sales call. I love that he pretends he has a real job.
He does. He's a banker of some sort.
Nobody understands what that dude's job
is. No, he's Chandler. He's Chandler Bing, and no one knows what his real job is, but
totally.
But that's what it's something to
do
with loans.
He actually called me to tell me he had like a work thing to talk to me about, and then I said, okay, cool, like text me a little bit about it. And I had to like bring the phone closer to my eyeballs because I was like, I don't understand what he's talking about.
Yeah,
it was some money, retirement, something. I was like, oh, it's so over my head.
Yeah, he's a dork. He's a
he's like a businessman.
He's a businessman. He has a briefcase and schematics. And crackers in the briefcase.
He definitely has a yellow legal pad in there.
For sure. Anyways, so I also wanted to just get caught up on like what the hell is happening between him and Steph, right? So we went to Napa. We had a great time. By the way, I don't know
if you... They made out like a lot.
I have a video of it. I don't even know if I should.
Wish you would post it.
I can't. I mean.
Another thing. Prattcast at iHeartRadio.com. Let the people decide. Should Wells put that on his story?
No. I'm not going to do that.
Do a poll.
Also, like, what was great about that was that like they were outside, like on a like
a lawn chair.
Kind of. No, it was like a table and chair, but like their legs were up. It was so out front PDA.
Totally.
That like it wasn't hard for me to record the video, but you know what? They were feeling it. You
Did
know?
You see it, Easton? Did you see it, Danielle?
I saw plenty of makeup.
Yeah.
Other than them?
No.
Oh, just them.
A ton from them.
Let's try Derek, Tori. I think he's ready.
But anyways. I can't believe, but the Hills reposted the picture that we took with it's Derek and
I saw
and
that.
Steph, and then it's me on the side being like, ah, so excited.
Instagram.
Yeah, and they wrote the Bachelor times the Hills crossover. We didn't know we needed hashtag the Hills. So,
I kind of love that.
We're just now casting the show for them.
I wonder apparently. If Derek's going to be on the Hills. Let's ask him.
Okay.
If they asked him, he should 1,000% do it.
You think so?
Yes, you don't?
Well, he's a businessman with a briefcase.
Can we please ask that dude what his job is? Like, what is your job? Have you ever asked someone what their job is and they give you like a 5-minute explanation and you go, so what's your job?
Yeah. Derek, you there?
Hey, buddy.
How are you doing?
Life is good.
First question, real quick. What is your job?
My job is I partner with other businesses around the country, large corporations in healthcare primarily, and we offer them special basically relationship pricing for their employees to refinance student loans.
So what is your job?
I'm a business development salesperson.
Do you have a yellow legal pad in your briefcase?
Do you have a briefcase?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a briefcase / backpack, though. So I'm like kind of a cool millennial.
So you're like a boho businessman, a boho chic businessman.
We were talking about it, how you are Chandler Bing of our friend group, that you are well off. You have a good job, but no one really knows what you do.
I'm going to go check the weenus right now.
That was so perfect. So have you and Stephanie been like texting any like naked pics? Like what's happening? I'm just joking.
Really
allegedly. Allegedly.
Was the first part to butter me up?
Yeah.
So you could ask that.
Yes.
We just need to know what's going on.
No, so we really haven't talked too much. I texted a little bit. She's responded every once in a while, but
Pause. Now, when you say she's responded every once in a while, does that mean she's not responding to all the texts?
Yeah.
All right.
Is that making you like her more or less?
Yeah.
Let's dig into this.
It's making me, I would say less.
Oh, yeah. Counterintuitive to what girls think. I believe that girls, I don't play games, but I think girls think, oh, if I don't respond, he's going to like me more. But really,
I've never understood that tactic. I really, and I also have never utilized it in my dating life, ever.
I think it doesn't work. I think it's a misnomer.
I should have been on dates with women, and then that night, after I left, texted them being like, I like you. And not waiting like 3 days.
And when someone texts me, if I'm holding my phone, I text right back.
Yeah.
It's like.
Me too.
People.
I know. Well, I'm sorry. Are you sad?
I mean, slightly, but you know, Wells, I literally just moved and all of that, dealing with all that stuff with the car that happened.
Yeah.
Wait, for like everybody listening, so, back it up. So you moved apartments or you moved cities?
Cities.
Both.
Where do you live now?
I was in Connecticut before, but now I live in New York City.
And are we talking about the car that got broken into in San Francisco?
Yeah, it took a whole week for that to get finally figured out. And I had to pull the blue check mark thing online.
Oh, yeah.
No, you had to pull. Remember when Stephanie had to pull up her Wikipedia page?
Yeah.
So you had to be like, this is me. Please look at my blue check marked Instagram.
Except that by that time, it had gotten such a ridiculous story that I basically got to tell, like, a funny story.
I'm so embarrassed for you. Was that at the DMV? Yeah. You're like, hi, I don't have my passport, but I have my Instagram. Like, what? Where, yeah, what scenario did you have to pull the blue check mark? I need to know.
Also, I want blue check marks on driver's licenses
for us,
now.
For us normal peasants
verified.
Who don't have
He's a donor and he's verified. Oh, we'll help him out.
Oh, no.
Can you imagine?
Okay, so here's what happened, Amy. Basically, a week after that, the car was still sitting on the street with its window just broken in.
Yeah.
They, like, wouldn't tow it to take it. And I was like, listen, this car could get stolen. It's literally sitting there with its window broken open. And the people, like, stole the keys, I think. I don't know. Who knows? Nobody knows. And so, like, I finally, I got passed around, like, four different times to different people. And finally, I was like, screw it. I'm just going to tweet out my stupid story. And the next day, somebody called me. So it was like, it actually did something.
Wait, so because it's like when people call out like an airline.
Yeah.
Why do they all do that?
Because you're so mad. And it's the only thing you can do.
I waited a whole week, though. I waited a whole week. I didn't want to do it.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
finally,
yeah.
I was like, ugh.
But here's a sad thing. It worked, though.
Sidebar really
exactly.
quick, though. Yeah. Do you guys follow the fat Jewish?
Yeah.
Did you see when he posted, no one, not anyone ever, not even your mom, cares about your skincare routine?
Yeah.
Inside baseball, but you know you both have done it, where you're like, I'm getting a lot of questions about my skincare routine, so I'm going to show it to you.
It used to be
the smooth move. It used to be so smooth, and now everybody knows the game.
My favorite thing is on Instagram, if anyone starts with, hey, guys, you're about to get sold some bull. All right? Hey, guys, been getting a lot of questions about my skincare routine. No, you haven't. You've never gotten one question about your skincare routine. All right?
Oh, my God.
The other one is, you're going to hate me now. A ton of people start the sentence with so. Every single story that people do when they cut them together, they start it with so. They're like, so, and then jump into their next line of what they're supposed to say that they're reading off some paper or whatever.
Yeah.
I hate it.
I love it so much. Okay, continue. This is juicy stuff. Tell us more about your broken car window that no one cares about.
I know. That's it.
Wait, I'm so confused. Do you think people care about it or don't care about it?
I think people care if Derek is making out with Stephanie.
Yeah.
I think people care that Derek apparently texted Stephanie.
Yeah.
I'm going to say, like, he got maybe a text back every third text he texted, which doesn't bode well for him. But I do think once she comes back to California, it's going to change again.
You think she'll be back?
I think when she's in Hawaii, she just sort of forgets everybody.
Yeah.
But I don't think Derek's dead at all. Not at all.
Can I ask you?
No, I don't think I am either. I don't know. So we were like, there was some back and forth before she headed out there. And then we were like doing some back and forth again, right as she got out there. She went to Walmart with somebody.
Walmart?
For the first time. And that's what we kept joking about doing that in Napa because she'd never been to Walmart before.
Oh.
This is the weirdest, nerdiest stuff ever.
She just kind of stopped
for a week.
Why don't you text her right now and read us what you're going to write? Let's just do it live. Get your phone. We know your phone's right in your hand with its blue check mark.
It is. It's in my hand.
Get it out. I will write it.
So start with so.
So.
And then, hey, guys.
A lot of people have been asking me how things are going. No, write this exactly as we say it, Derek. So, a lot of people have been asking me about us.
Amy, you literally just told me that you don't think playing games is a good idea.
Yeah. Wait, I want you to text on your own, whatever you want to do in your own time. I do want to ask a question, though.
Yeah.
Has MTV reached out to you to be on The Hills?
Great question.
Oh, no. Huh.
If you got that call, what would you say?
I mean, depends on what the situation would be, but mostly,
situation is there's going to be cameras while you're making out with Stephanie.
Mm.
I mean, maybe. I don't know.
That's such a yes.
Oh, wow.
He's like, my Instagram followers will even go up.
No, I was surprised. Before we called you, I was like, I don't think Derek would do that. But
yeah, that's why I said depends on the situation, because I actually like don't you say that that's what it would be. But I also don't trust that they wouldn't throw some weird like spin on it. And I would end up in some odd conversation with like her brother or whatever.
Well, that's what I was wondering. Yeah. What if that would happen? And I would love a lot of that.
Wow.
Let me ask you this
before
you hang up. Where Wells mid-May, could we bring Derek back out? Where are you mid-May? Are you available mid-May? Are you back mid-May?
Kinda. Not really.
Derek, can you come back out and let's get this going again? We need the content. We need the content.
I probably can't. I mean, I'll be on the West Coast anyway for some sales calls.
Oh, sales calls.
PNW.
Such a liar.
Yeah.
With some weenus.
No,
do
I
you
will
have the date of those sales call in your Outlook?
Yeah.
Can you text me those dates?
I do.
What's so wrong about that?
Can you text me
I'm
those
sorry
dates?
I'm a normal person, Amy.
Can you forward me the calendar invite? Thanks.
Amy doesn't know what to do with people who have regular jobs that are also like
know,
on
right?
reality TV shows. She's just used to people that are on reality TV shows saying the words, "Hey guys, use my promo code and swipe up right now."
Getting a lot of questions about my skincare routine.
You're an oddity.
As long as Steph, like, she's back and ready to.
She's down. She needs the content.
Do whatever
too.
Again.
She's down. Okay, great. Text me and we're going to make this happen. E! News, are you listening?
Oh, wow.
E! News.
Just calling people out now.
Totally. Now I'm having a good time. I'm just talking.
Yeah, now you're just rolling with it.
And if not Stephanie, maybe someone else. I'll just
Who am I to you?
Up next, Tanya's going to be on asking questions about who I can set her up with.
Are you available for Wango Tango?
Ooh, actually, you should come up for Wango Tango.
I know, but the problem is Stephanie is in Australia.
Okay. Hey, Steph.
I hope that you think I'm worthy of, like, all these different people you know. Like, you know.
Totally. You have a blue check mark, dude.
And you have a job that we don't understand. You're the perfect catch.
You're an enigma.
Yeah, you're a white whale, bro.
So we'll see you.
You know what?
And really, I think we might make a return to Napa. I'm going to text Steph and see, but May 14th, 15th, or 16th, we're going to be live from the Vineyard Goes Country.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, check your outlook.
Napa was actually super fun. I really liked it.
Well, get ready, Napa.
I do have, somebody did, I think I have tickets to the PGA Championship that week.
Seems like a strange name drop, but okay. Will you be attending with another person with a blue check mark? May 14th, 15th, 16th. I guess we'll just do this on the air.
Yeah,
May
14th,
15th, 16th. Are you available?
Which one is that, Wells? Which one is that? You know golf better than me. What's the one out in Long Island?
Oh.
I have no clue.
Can you just look at your calendar and text us later? Because everyone listening is finding this so boring.
The PGA.
So boring. I know.
Because the U.S. Open's in Pebble Beach this year.
And if you come
out, normal life isn't exciting, everybody.
Just got to apologize to Easton. He's got a lot of work ahead of him. Anyways, dude, thanks for being on the show. I love you so much. We need to catch up and
let's make this happen.
And let's make deals.
Call me later.
All right, later, buddy.
All right, bye.
So we have Tanya Rad in the studio right now. Which, by the way, thank you for letting me be on your podcast.
You were a big hit.
I was very drunk that evening. I just want to be really transparent about that.
Well, you were a big hit and they want more Wells.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I was like, we need to have Wells back on. No, seriously, you were really good. Because it was interesting conversation that was like also had nothing to do with what we normally talk about, which I thought was really refreshing and cool.
Yeah. So here's the thing, by the way.
Tanya's podcast is called Scrubbing In.
Scrubbing In, yeah. That you do with Becca Tilly, who's amazing as well, who I just saw in the hallway. But what happens to me when I have a few too many Chardonnays, which we were in Napa, so what did anyone expect? But I love everybody, and I want to be everyone's best friend, and I want to tell you how proud I am of you. And I was listening to that podcast back, and I was like, oh, That's what I sound like.
I thought it was sweet.
Yeah, I mean, it's the old saying is a drunk man's words are a sober man's thoughts.
Yeah.
And like, I think that everything I said was true.
Although you did make a promise that you were going to set me up with somebody, and they're like, "Well, Wells,
yeah, okay.
Is he following through?" And I was like, "It's been crickets, so not sure." TBD. Right.
We're gonna work on it, though.
You. You need to work on it.
No, this is got to be a team effort, dude. All right. And also, I'm dealing with Steph over here. I'm flying in Derek. But I
need to be like on the top, somewhere on the priority list.
Okay. I actually think, and I know he's married, but your brother was perfect for Tanya. He really was. So just go with that and find someone like your brother for Tanya. Your brother is so great.
I know, but he's hard to like. Brett's are hard to come by, man.
I know, but
they do exist.
We'll find,
yeah, well, you know my brother, actually. Yeah. He was trying to find you an apartment or something.
For sure.
Anyways, the reason why, other than the fact that I love you so much and you're an amazing radio talent, that you're on the show is because you recently spent some time with Spencer and Heidi, and I was just wondering kind of like your perception of that experience.
I have to tell you, it was fantastic.
Yeah.
I really enjoyed them. Spencer was hilarious and awesome and kind. And Heidi was sweet and loving and like just was gushing about like she just loves her kid. Like she just wants to talk about her kid all the time. And like they were really, really sweet. And I went on there because E actually put it together because I'm doing the Billboard Music Awards.
Yeah.
And they like let me talk about it like the whole time. And they were asking me all these questions about me and like were interested in me. And I was asking them about The Hills. I gave them ample opportunity to bring it up. I was asking them about The Hills reboot and like who's coming back and what's going on. They didn't bring her up once. So I wasn't going to bring it up because it was such a lovely conversation. I didn't want to like
sully the waters.
Yeah. I like would hang out with them.
Okay, so, but you were with Steph when we were in Napa, and so you got to kind of hear, I guess, that side, and we all work for the same company, and it's kind of, like, well-known what's going on. So, like, after hearing kind of, like, Steph's side, and then hanging out with Spencer and Heidi, where do you think the issue lies?
Good question.
I don't know. That's where I'm honestly, I'm befuddled.
Yeah.
At the issue, because they seem very much just like they just want to like be happy.
Anyways,
what do you think is going to happen now? Because pretty soon, imminently, Stephanie, Spencer, and Heidi are going to have to start doing press for the show together.
I think it's going to be great for the show. But I think it's going to be super awkward. I find it interesting how your interview with them went. They didn't say. It's a big thing in the news right now, especially like in the Hills world, that like Stephanie's thrown all this shade at her brother and everything, right? And they didn't say anything about it with you.
Not a peep.
And I feel like old Spencer would have definitely like...
And I asked too, because I was just like, I really don't know a ton about the reboot, like who they're bringing back. So I was like, so who are they bringing back from the original cast? We were talking about Misha Barton and like, I like was asking them questions and they never
did. They mention Whitney?
Once.
Because there is some sort of drama with Whitney too.
Yeah, they said Whitney.
And they just never acknowledge Stephanie's on the show.
No, but I think there was also some other people that they didn't mention either.
Whoa, what about Brody?
Yes, I think so.
Tanya's memory is...
She was really paying attention. Were you drinking Napa?
Were you there? So suffice it to say, you had a great experience with Spencer and Heidi, but we don't have any further information on the train wreck that is sort of the family feud.
Correct. I'm sorry that I was not a good mole.
Yeah. No, but I think it was good. Like, it's good to have someone that like whose opinion I trust be like, they seem normal. I don't know what all this is about. You know, if I guess it would have made more sense for me if you came back and was like, Spencer was such a drama queen. He was demanding LaCroix all over the place and. You know,
like not
and like
all.
Writing flashcards for Heidi to say things and because that's like the perception, you know?
Yeah, no, like super chill, like just super cool, normal couple and like cute and nice.
I mean, look, I like them a lot, too. I know them medium well, met them many, many times for many, many years. And I think they're both great. And I also, you know, there's been times when Spencer is Spencer, but I kind of respect it. And I'm like, that's just how he rolls.
Yeah. And he like even calls himself out. Like if he's saying something like silly, like he'll be like, I know I'm being ridiculous, but like,
yeah,
you know,
it's like, okay, this is a kind of a wild comparison. It made me think of Lord Disick.
Yeah.
It's like Scott Disick knows exactly what he's doing. He's a genius. And I will watch every minute of his new show, the House one. Scott Disick's got a new show. I'll watch that. And Spencer's the same thing. It's like, I almost want to call him Lord Pratt. You know what I mean? It's like, he knows exactly what he's doing, and I'm all for it.
Totally.
But that's what's surprising. So surprising is that he's not like leaning into this bad publicity. And
no.
Being like, that's what's interesting to me.
I think we have to wait 1 month.
Yeah.
That's my gut on it, is that they need to wait a little bit closer to when the show starts and then
start talking.
It's going to be a big old wild shebang. And I'm here for it. I'm excited about The Hills coming back.
Yeah.
What's amazing to me is how many people don't know that it's coming back. You have no idea.
I know it's coming back in June.
But you're hesitant about watching it? Be honest. This is a safe space.
I don't think I'm going to.
Are you going to give it a chance, like the premiere?
Yeah, for sure.
And what are you looking for?
I just don't like, to me, that type of television is so back when it was. Do you know what I mean? Like, I feel like we're in a time now where like watching things that like make me happy.
She's Pollyanna over
here. Wait, hold on. But what, did you watch Jersey Shore?
Yes.
Now, did you watch the reboot?
No.
Because the reboot's actually really good. Like, they figured out that
people want to see that.
Yeah.
Well, and the Vinny Pauly D show did, like, crazy. So many people tuned in. Do you know the one I'm talking about? Where, like, Pauly D and Vinny are going on dates?
Yeah.
What is it called, Easton?
Double shot of love.
Yeah. No, but I would watch that.
Will you accept these bros? That's what they say instead of rose. Oh, God. Oh, God. But I think that MTV is cognizant of the fact that times have changed and that they are going to, the show is going to pivot a little bit. I mean, I don't know. Reality TV shows are different. Like back in the day, I feel like it was a lot more produced, and I feel like now people can kind of see through that.
Right.
And so I assume the show is going to be a little bit more true to form. It'll be interesting to see what happens with all this Pratt business, though.
Oh my gosh. See, Tanya doesn't like this.
I don't like drama.
But like, did you like Demi on the most recent season of The Bachelor?
She wasn't my favorite, but like, she's fine.
Okay, or like the beauty queen drama, like those are
no,
the storylines.
Like, that's the thing. I'm like, I can do without all.
Really?
Of, yes.
Who are you?
I'm like,
this is not how it's supposed to go. You're supposed to love the drama.
I don't.
Bye, Tanya.
Yeah.
Bye, guys. I'm gonna go back to Scrubbing In, where we like to talk about Taylor Swift and
and
butterflies.
By the way, huge release. 65 million views on YouTube. That's crazy.
I think I donated about 200 of those views.
Did you?
And probably 1,000 of the streams, because I listened to it on repeat and my entire drive to Orange County and back.
What?
Yeah.
The same song?
The same song on repeat.
How many cats she got now?
She has 3.
She getting close to Crazy Cat Lady. Let's be fair. Let's call a spade a spade. She's great. She's talented. She's rich as hell. But she's verging on like hoarders.
A lot of cats.
A lot of cats.
Just 3. One more and it's too many.
What? Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, yeah.
We're on the fence and we're balancing, baby. Yeah, yeah.
The 3 is good, but she can't get any more cats.
I can't believe Wells just called out Taylor Swift. Send your emails to prattcast@iHeartRadio.com. But here's, seriously.
I'm just saying what everyone's thinking.
Is our email prattcast@iHeartRadio.com? I really would love if people listening email us what they want to know.
Okay.
Because it's like, what do they want to know? And next week.
Help us make this show.
Yeah, because. Look, we're filling time right now. We're building to the drama.
Mm-hmm.
So if you email us and tell us what you want to know, we're going to find out.
Yeah, we'll get to it, down to the bottom of it.
Yeah, starting soon.
Yeah.
And on that note, I'm going to go.
I love you so much. Okay, so I wanted to bring someone on the show who is not only a friend of mine, but also, more importantly, is a friend of Stephanie's. And I thought that was a good idea because I at least want to like vet these people, right? Like, I need to know that you're also normal before I start taking like real good information about the person we want to talk about. So we got Krista on the phone right now. I've hung out with you a bunch of times, but you are really good friends with Stephanie. How long have you guys known each other?
I think we have known each other. I probably met her more than 10 years ago.
Maybe. Wow. 12.
So as a friend, probably more like 6.
Okay. And just like overall thoughts on Stephanie. Like, if you, what is one word that you would use to describe Stephanie?
Hilarious.
Yes. I would agree with that one, actually. So have you been keeping up with kind of all this drama that's happening with Steph and her brother and Heidi and everyone else?
You mean the drama that's everywhere?
Yes.
Yes. I have not missed that.
So as someone who's like friends with Steph, like, what are your initial thoughts with kind of the drama that's surrounding her and her brother and her sister?
Oh my God, I was horrified.
Really?
Initial thoughts were, how can we end this and get Stephanie back with her family?
Yeah. Do you think that there's a possibility that they can come back from this?
I do.
Really?
I do.
Why do you think that?
Well, I'm a parent. You know that.
Yeah.
I have a lot of kids. And, you know, as a parent, I can't imagine not at some point forgiving my child or trying to get my child to forgive me, whichever way it is. And I say this even though my own mother doesn't speak to me. So I can relate to also this side of it.
Yeah.
But I think with Stephanie, I think they'll come around.
What do you think that Stephanie needs to do to like start the healing process?
I think a little time needs to pass before any healing process can even start.
Yeah.
Just a little distance from the drama.
Yeah. It's unfortunate though, because they're inside the drama, because the drama is their lives and it's the show too.
My concern is it's going to get worse before it gets better.
Yeah.
Because
it has to. The show hasn't even aired yet.
Right. We're going to watch it play out on
right.
TV. So Krista, tell us when you first met Stephanie, what were your impressions? Then how did you become friends? And, you know, tell us about your friendship now.
Well, I think you know this story because you are the reason I'm friends with Stephanie. So we met in Tahoe, and initially I met her when she was driving up to Tahoe, and then she ended up coming to visit in Tahoe, and we became friends, and then she just started staying with us and staying with our family. She became friends with the whole family. I mean, my husband thinks of her as a daughter, even though I try and pretend I think of her as a sister. My husband calls her his other daughter.
Yeah.
And Stephanie likes to say that I'm her other mother, which really is offensive.
I think that's interesting to dig into a little bit, though, because the reason I think they're going to work it out is this isn't the first time there's
right.
been issues.
Right.
Do you get the impression that she's glomming on in a sense because there is instability in her actual family situation?
Do I think she's glomming on?
Like that she's looking for another mom to sort of guide her because sometimes she doesn't get along with her own family.
You know, I would say that when she has needed me in the past, it really hasn't been when there have been problems with her family. Right now, with the problems she's having, she's actually a little more distant than usual. I actually told her she was going dark on me. And I think that I think this is much harder on her than she'll ever admit.
It's something that, like, addicts do. I don't know. Like, I have had friends and family that kind of do this. And you always know that they're in trouble when they go dark on you and you stop getting, like, a bunch of...
Wow, that's a really good point.
And I mean, obviously, that it's not that. But, like, I think it's something that happens when you're going through a dark time because you don't want to kind of admit... that you need help or whatever. And so I wonder if that's what's happening with her. I mean, like, have you seen Steph like this in the past, or is this kind of like the new normal?
I find that when she does have a difficult situation, she withdraws as opposed to reaching out.
Right. I think of her as a runner.
Yeah.
I mean, she kind of escaped from big problems. A little bit, so maybe that does make sense. But she is really good about trying to work on herself. So hopefully that's what she's doing right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, I hope.
So let's go a little bit backwards, because I gave Wells a copy of Steph's book. And Krista, I know you read it. Is there anything in the book that talks about her past that might be helpful as we move forward?
Yeah, like, does she go into, like, having kind of almost like an unhealthy, competitive thing with her brother in the book?
Not so much that as just being in his shadow in the beginning and sort of coming into it on her own. So the book sort of discusses everything as she moves in, you know, through the hills, growing up and through the hills and on into Maiden Chelsea.
Yeah.
So all those parts of how she grew up, and she had kind of an idyllic childhood, and yet she always felt something was missing, and that's how she got into drugs and experimenting with other things like that and making some not great choices, which I know she would freely talk about and probably already has. But then about, you know, the show and becoming a part of that. There isn't a lot about family drama in the book.
Well, that's
maybe more
book number
stuff
two.
We've all heard from her, or, you know, as a friend for sure. I know that things have been hard in the past.
Since you are a mother, but you're also like really close with Steph. Like, I think that there's faults on like all sides in this situation. Like, what do you think her parents should be doing to fix to mend these fences?
I would like to think that with a little bit of time and distance from this, that they would reach out. I mean, I know how much they love her. I have heard conversations. Her mom is lovely, and I know they really care about her. And I do know that she feels that she's second best to Spencer. And I don't know if that's true or not. I don't know Spencer, so I really couldn't say that. But I've heard her talking to her parents on many occasions, and they adore her. And they have her back. And I know that they've been worried about her in the past, and that might be where a lot of this comes from, is this concern they have for her. I think as upset as they might be, a lot of it just comes from that. Like, they want the best for her, and they're worried about her.
Are you going to tune into The Hills, The New Beginnings?
100%.
Yes.
100%. Because all the things she's not telling me are also going to come up in all of that, right?
Yeah.
So that's how you piece together Stephanie. Get a little bit from this person, a little bit from that person, a little bit on TV, and then you have the whole story. Sort of.
Well, have you talked to her recently?
We texted last week quite a bit.
Yeah.
You know, she's in Hawaii. I haven't talked to her. I went out with a mutual friend the other night, and he talked to her. And I mean, she seems like she's doing well there, so that's good. And I think that's a great place to relax. And I think she's been really stressed about this, so I'm glad she's doing that. I mean, she's an awesome person. I really love her so much, and I just want her to be happy. And I think sometimes that's hard.
Yeah, I think she needs to come back. We need to get the therapist back in here.
Yeah,
we need to work out some stuff. Like, it's interesting because, well, I think we all do this. You know, you feel empowered, and you know what, I'm going to say what I want to say. I'm going to get it out, and if this is what's best for me, and then you do it, and the next day you're like, ugh, I got to deal with this now. You know, like,
right? But we deal with it behind closed doors.
Yeah.
Really. And she's dealing with it in People magazine.
The funniest thing, too, is, you know how people always say, like, say your piece. It makes you feel better. Whenever I get angry and say my piece, I always feel worse. I'm like, oh, I just should have kept that to myself.
Right. But the best part is we can pretend we didn't say it. It's not on a podcast or in a magazine. I mean,
yeah.
On
TV.
There, that's brutal.
Yeah. I just wonder if, like, slowly she's like, God, I wish I hadn't done that. Like, I wonder if, or if she's still like, I need to put on my air mask first. And like, if
yeah,
she's still,
I think she feels good about it.
Does she? I think that's awesome. Anyway, so that's why I want her to come back. I want to kind of get the therapist back in here and really kind of dive back in. Krista, thanks so much for being on the show and kind of like shining some light in to like on the behind the scenes of Steph.
You are welcome.
All right, let's get drinks soon, okay?
I would love that. Talk to you later.
Later, dude. We have Shake Shack here right now, and you didn't tell me until now.
Sorry, yeah. It's burgers, fries, chicken nuggets.
I love Shake Shack.
Are they called chicken nuggets at Shake Shack? Oh, dear Lord. Shake Shack has locations all over Los Angeles.
Oh.
Chicken bites, pardon me.
Dude, Shake Shack's so good. And they brought us food, and you didn't tell me until now. So now we're going to end the show because I want to go have a Shake Shack.
There are burgers, mm-hmm. chicken bites, shakes,
yep,
and fries.
Dude.
I ate the whole burger.
Love Shake Shack.
Locations all over Los Angeles.
Go see one. Go say...
Wells sent you. Well, Hills, yeah.
Hey, guys. I'm being a lion questions about where I go to eat. Shake Shack.
So,
Hills, yeah.
Show's over.
Yeah.
Follow Prattcast on iHeartRadio or wherever you listen to podcasts.